on? What song do you want me to play for you?
It's from Luke Rob from Thomas, Kingdom.
Okay, by, what was his name again? Bobby Ace? That's Bobby Ace, yeah? Okay, alright. Thank you very much for coming to us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a lovely week. Now, finally, I can take the dust on me. Finally. It's way too hot. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's check out the news. Keep your breath informed with the current affairs right here on Power 91.3 FM. My name is Fortress. We're going to be hanging around still till 14 hours. You can come through those text messages. That's on 0955-9979. And if you want, you can send a voice note. Or you can come through with a text and let me know what is coming for you today.
Yesterday afternoon by the Kabwe Municipal Council Public Health Team,
They were accompanied by officers from the Zambia police. The discovery was made inside a toilet pan within the bus station, which prompted immediate and careful action from the authorities. The fetus has since been respectfully transferred to the Kabwe Central Hospital mortuary as police launched further investigations into the incident. Authorities are appealing to members of the public who may have any information that could aid the investigation to come forward and report to the nearest police station. No arrests have been made so far, and officials have promised to release more details as the probe progresses. Meanwhile, Council Police Officer Yvonne Monga shared her account of how the fetus was discovered. Zambia Today marked Kete Day in honor of her founding president, Kenneth David Kaunda, with renewed force for unity, entrepreneurship and national development among young people. Livingstone District Commissioner Eunice Nawa has called for unity and peace as Zambia approaches the 2026 general elections. Speaking during commemorations in honor of Kenneth Kaunda, Ms. Nawa said the event offers an opportunity for the nation to reflect on the country's founding values, particularly the One Zambia, One Nation philosophy. She noted that Dr. Kaunda's legacy of peace and coexistence remains central to Zambia's identity and democratic heritage. Ms. Nawa says this year's commemoration, which includes church services and core activities, is aimed at promoting national cohesion and active citizen participation. She urged stakeholders across all sectors to uphold unity, tolerance and patriotism before, during and after the elections. Speaking at the same event, Bishop Musonda has called on Zambia to uphold the national motto, One Zambia, One Nation, as a guidance and support for peace and unity. Bishop Musonda has urged citizens to reject division, especially as the country approaches the August general elections. He emphasized Zambia's long-standing record of peace and its role in supporting regional unity, rooted in the vision of founding President Kenneth David Kaunda. Meanwhile, Zehe's Executive Director Clarence Munde Mjamba said the day serves as a reminder of Kaunda's enduring legacy of One Zambia, One Nation, and also that unifies the country's diverse tribes and positions Zambia as a symbol of peace and stability across Africa. The organization highlighted Kaunda's emphasis on self-reliance through initiatives such as the Go Back to the Land campaign, as well as his push for industrial growth through projects like the Livingstone Motor Vehicle Assembly Plant, Kafue Textiles. The Railway Workers Union of Zambia has initiated legal actions to recover over 99 million kwacha in unpaid separation benefits for 881 former rail systems of Zambia employees. RWUZ President Nathan Zulu announced that the union has engaged with a based lawyer, John Akapete, of March Partners to pursue the claim, which stems from a 2012 concession termination, while the previous Pacific Fund administration eventually paid out a $5.1 million package in June 2021. The union contends the payment, which was calculated using an outdated exchange rate. According to Mr. Zulu, the government applied the 2012 exchange rate of 5 kwacha setting rate to the dollar instead of prevailing June 2021 rate of approximately 22 kwacha per dollar. This discrepancy has resulted in a calculated underpayment totaling to 99,325,160 kwacha for the 16 way. Mr. Zulu noted that despite repeated attempts to resolve the matter with the previous government, the appeals were ignored. However, he expressed renewed optimism under President Hakainde Hichilema's administration, praising the current government's perceived empathy towards retirees and its commitment to correcting past labor injustices. Standard Bank has reaffirmed its strong support for Zambia's trade and logistics ecosystem by offering solutions aimed at improving capital flow, enhancing transaction efficiency, and enabling more predictable cross-border operations. As regional trade intensifies and supply chains face growing challenges, the bank emphasizes that the future of Africa's transport corridors will depend not only on infrastructure investments, but also on how effectively these systems translate movement into economic value. at the recent Land Linked Zambia 2026 conference themed Beyond Borders, Shaping the Future of Africa's Transport Corridor.